Country Club FM.
This is it. It's the Bob FM Bob Almanac. While I was doing the trivia thing yesterday, I tell you what, doing the almanac on a daily basis really helps with some of those questions.
I'll bet.
The one about, it flashed up this guy's name. I can't remember his name. It was a French name. He said he became the only person to ever steal this famous piece of art. I knew it right away, Mona Lisa, because I think we just had that not long ago.
Yeah.
But they also, some of these places you do this trivia at the bar, and I don't know if the person making the questions is drinking or what, but sometimes the questions are wrong, because there was a question, this Southwest Asia country is where the pot-belly pig originated. And we had people at our table go, Vietnam, that sounds about right. I go, but no, that's Southeast. So that must be a trick question. So we picked the southwestern, I think we went with Myanmar, which will always be Burma to me, as you know, Myanmar. It will always be Burma to you, Neil, if you committed to that.
You know me, old school.
Okay, yeah, Burma. Yes. And it still was Vietnam. And the guy said, if you have any, I know, because we yelled at, it's Southeast. And he goes, yeah, and he doesn't make the questions. It's like some kind of a company that service, does it, and then they get the questions from a service, and then you're supposed to contact them, and
nobody does that. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, we've got a Bob Almanac salute here today. You're just stunned that I was actually out socializing.
It
was crazy. I don't get me wrong. I was dragged from my house, scratching, clawing, screaming, trying to stay home, trying to fake injury. General soreness. I had general soreness.
Mississippi was not having it.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Pretend you're happy, will you? It'll keep you company when you're all alone.
That's a great looking guy.
Please make a wish.
It's creepy. That talks, that thing.
Creepy? These are great. I wish I had one of these when I was growing up. Go on, make a wish, like he says.
I wish I wasn't in this nightmare.
Was Pauly. He was Rocky's handler. Was he his manager? Because Mick was his trainer. Mick was a trainer. Pauly was more of his manager. Wasn't he his brother-in-law?
Something like that.
Burt Young, who played Pauly in six Rocky films. That was from Rocky IV. He has died at the age of 83. He died earlier this month in Los Angeles. It is now just becoming public knowledge.
And didn't he also kind of serve as Rodney Dangerfield's kind of driver and handler in Back to School?
Back to School, yes. Yeah, he had a lot of good cameos. He's a good character actor.
For sure.
Best known, though, as Pauly.
Yes.
Burt Young, 83, now dead. And now gone. But not forgotten. 1781 this date for Thursday, October 19th. Oh, by the way, it's 292nd day of the year if you're keeping track. 1781.
We continued to engage the British, and in the months that followed, Cornwallis entrenched himself at Yorktown, Virginia. George Washington escaped from the north undetected and surrounded Cornwallis, who could not retreat to the seas. It was blocked off by our long-lost friends, who had finally arrived. Vive la France.
Vive la liberté.
I love that scene in The Patriot.
Yeah.
And if you want anybody to be out there narrating historical facts and figures, you want Mel Gibson.
For sure.
So that's from The Patriot. And it was this date that General Charles Cornwallis, he signed the terms of surrender to George Washington. And then, of course, the French commander of the French forces, once the French Navy showed up, better late than never.
Yep.
For them. Comte de Rochambeau. Wasn't that a South Park thing, the Rochambeau? That was at Yorktown. 2 p.m. is when they formally surrendered, ending the Revolutionary War. We were free.
Took a while.
Independent of British and British forces and everything. Yeah. They'd come and try and take it back. War of 1812. Oh, you heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got the Indians involved, and
1781. How about 1959? The Miracle Worker. Before it was a movie, it was a Broadway production.
Yes.
Broadway play at the Playhouse. Anne Bancroft played Anne Sullivan. Patty Duke played what's her face?
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
And they both reprised for the movie.
Yes, they did. And Patty Duke was only 12 years old, making her stage debut.
Wow.
Anne Sullivan later won an Oscar for playing that part. And then Patty Duke actually played Anne Sullivan. Anne Bancroft as Anne Sullivan won that Oscar. But Patty Duke then later played Anne Sullivan, the teacher, after being Helen Keller when they redid the movie again in 79. I think it was a TV movie.
Yeah, Melissa, that's right.
Melissa Gilbert was Helen Keller in that particular one.
Very nice.
They were manipulating the water pump out front.
Was she the one who was blind for a while in Little House then?
No, that was Mary.
That was the other one. Okay.
Played by Melissa Sue Anderson.
Ah, gotcha.
I can't see. I can't see. Pa, help me, Pa. How about 73 in the news?
Useful purpose would be served given Mr. Dean's at least public contrition and cooperation that he receive a jail term. Would anything be served by that?
I think that the disposition of the matter was an entirely proper one, and the question of sentencing.
Yeah, it was a Watergate, and one of the main players in the whole thing, John Dean, who is the White House counsel lawyer, he pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy in the cover-up this date in 73. That was prosecutor Archibald Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Archibald. Not enough kids named Archibald anymore. Man. There's some Archies out there, so maybe their real legal name is Archibald.
Could be.
But that was back in 73. We move on to 82.
Arrangements had been made for the delivery of approximately 100 kilos of cocaine, which were to be purchased by DeLorean for distribution in Southern California.
He was expressing an interest in financing some type of operation that would produce quickly large sums of money on return from the investment.
You've heard of arms for hostages?
Yeah.
This was drugs for cars.
Right.
Pretty much, because John DeLorean, his DeLorean Motor Company, which I think, where were they built? They were built in Ireland or Scotland or somewhere. And, of course, this was before Back to the Future. Had the timing been different, and this would have been later on that DeLorean was having trouble, and then Back to the Future comes out, I bet you he would have sold a lot more of those cars.
Probably would have.
But he was having trouble.
Yep.
And
needed cash.
Exactly. It was a $24 million cocaine scheme.
$24 million.
He was tried. He was acquitted.
How does that happen?
1982. It just happens.
It just happens.
It's just it's the way it goes sometimes. Yeah. 1985.
Now this is a video store.
Ordinary video stores don't even come close to Blockbuster Video. You've just got to see it to know what we mean.
Wow.
Wow, what a difference. Blockbuster Video.
Come discover the Blockbuster Difference.
The Blockbuster Difference coming to a town near you. The first ever Blockbuster store opened this date, 1985. And I think the last one finally closed.
Yeah.
There was one that was hanging on in Utah or Idaho or somewhere out west.
Right.
And I think it finally closed. If it didn't, I'm mistaken. But Blockbuster Video is just not a deal anymore. But
they were huge for
every
a while.
Small town had their own video rental.
Yep.
Convenience stores had video rental. Funeral homes had a little video rental area next to where they would place the
grocery
caskets. Grocery stores, yeah.
Coburn's had it for
remember
a long
the
time.
Old brown video cases for the video cassettes?
Yes.
The old brown ones with
Please
the little
rewind.
Sharp edge. Yes, that too. Yeah. So that was this date, Blockbuster, 1985. Same day, 85.
Will you be the one to witness the birth of the incredible Nintendo Entertainment System? The one to play with Rob, the extraordinary video robot, batteries not included. He helps you tackle even the toughest challenge. Will you be the first to raise the incredibly accurate Zapper and play games like Duck Hunt or action-packed Hogan's Alley and high-flying
this,
Kung Fu?
This changed home video games because it blew Atari out of the water and basically whatever else was out on the market. It was the Nintendo Entertainment System. Mm. Neil, we called it NES for short.
Mm.
Nintendo Entertainment Center. My jam was Tecmo Bowl.
Don't know it.
You don't know it. It's football. It's a football game. Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
And then Super Tecmo Bowl. Where you could choose Bo Jackson. And he would go for 80 yards every time.
Nice.
And your kids were too young for you to have
Yeah, and I wouldn't allow
this
it.
Version. You wouldn't allow it. I appreciate that.
No, I didn't allow it.
You know,
we were the last ones to
tip
cave
your cap.
In.
And then, of course, Duck Hunt. Who could forget that? This
I do remember Duck Hunt.
The dog jumps in there here.
The sound effects are fun.
Yeah. Well, it was a few, it'd be a few years before they got, what is it, 16-bit or 32-bit audio or whatever it was that really made it different when they started putting them on CDs and not cartridges. But Duck Hunt, right. Nintendo Entertainment Center, 85. How about 91?
Because like a surprise visit from Grandma and Grandpa, Minnesotans have sudden reason to smile. Their twins are making a surprise visit to something called the World Series.
Many of us were there.
So tonight, it's
I had
official.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Summer is over. It's time for Game 1 of the Fall Classic. Live from the Metrodome, it's the Atlanta Braves and the Minnesota Twins here on CBS Sports.
I like Pat O'Brien.
Yeah,
I've always
he did
been a
good
fan
job.
Of Pat O'Brien. He's yeah. about to hand it off there to Jack Buck and Tim McCarver. Game 1 of the 91 World Series. I had tickets, Game 1, Game 2, and Game 7. I couldn't go to Game 6 because I had to broadcast playoff football.
Okay. Well, and you were
I
there.
I missed Game 6, unfortunately. But
that
game
was a great
7,
game,
yeah,
too.
I
yes.
know it was. Didn't have tickets for 87, still in high school, but 91. Yeah. My dad and I, we pooled our money together. I paid for half. He paid for the other half.
Nice.
I still remember going to the bank in Bram. First National Bank at the time. It's the bank that backs the farmer. Still is, I'm sure. But I remember going in there and getting the money out of... I got it in a cashier's check to pay for the tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. I still remember it to this date.
Do you remember
going
how much it was?
No, I can't remember. I've got the tickets. I've got them in my archives in my little collectible area. I could look and see what it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure by today's standards, it seemed if we looked at it now, it seemed very low.
Right.
But for a guy working in local radio in his first, you know, 2 years or so,
right.
It probably was a lot of money.
It was.
It was a lot of money, I'm
I
sure.
Mean, yeah.
But it was the Twins, it was That's the right. World Series, and I wasn't about to miss this one because you just never know. Could be the last time in a long time. And how has that turned out?
It has. When you were there for Game 7.
Yeah, exactly.
That was 32 years ago. So
let's remember.
Martha Ray, stage star, denture wearer.
When I have to give an audience my big Martha Ray smile, I need something extra.
Mm-hmm.
Extra
large.
Strength, Paulette and Green. It gets my dentures sparkling clean.
They called her the Big Mouth. They considered her the female equivalent to Bob Hope there for a while.
Yeah.
That's how big Martha Ray was. And she passed away. She had the cleanest dentures anywhere.
Right.
She was 78 years old. Let's go to the Grand Ole Opry this date, 97.
This next song I'm going to sing for you is really, really special to me. When I was a little kid, my dad and I went down to the basement and we decided we'd try to do some recording. And I don't know how old I was, maybe 7th or 8th grade. And his favorite song at the time was Country Roads by John Denver. And it's pretty neat. It's the first tape that I have of me singing. Excuse me. I'm an emotional boy. But, you know, we lost John Denver just a week ago, and it really made me think back to how all this got started. John had become a really good friend of mine. We played some golf together. And excuse me. And he just recorded one of my songs about my daughter, Jenny Dreamed of Trains, and I haven't got to hear it yet, but I hope that it got done. But anyway, from a whole bunch of years ago, if y'all feel like singing, let's honor old John tonight.
That was an emotional Vince
wow.
Gill. It brings back memories of when he did that for George Jones as well.
Yeah.
Go rest high on this mountain.
Yeah.
Almost heaven.
What a talent.
Grand Ole Opry, Vince Gill, this date honoring John Denver.
How cool is that?
1997.
Well done.
I feel really, really fortunate that audio was available out
no
there
doubt.
Somewhere.
Good play.
We need to remember Tom Bosley today, Mr. C.
But Dad, listen, I think you should tell a few jokes, especially that one about the nearsighted ostrich with the hat. That would always knock some dead.
Richard.
Yeah?
Go to the field
uh-huh.
and sit on it.
Even Mr. C could use the sit on it, Zynga. So he was Mr. Cunningham. He owned a hardware store, and he was a member of the Leopard Lodge.
Right.
And those two things made him a real hero. And then he broke the third wall, or is that the fourth wall? I think it's the fourth wall in the final episode of Happy Days. He was Father Dowling.
Yeah, he played some memorable roles.
And, of course, he's the one reason why we chose Glad Bags over Hefty.
He was quite a pitch man.
Exactly.
And Murder, She Wrote, he had a recurring role there.
Yeah. Here we go, birthdays now. George McKay is telling you to rock your baby.
Right.
Kind of like that dunk that Dr. J did in the finals. Was it the finals against the Lakers?
Yes.
Chick Hearn called it the rock your baby. George McCrae, this one was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Big hit.
74, 75, somewhere in there. Very early stages of the big disco movement. So Charlie McCrae, or George McCrae, if you will, 79.
I don't understand it, Doc. I'm a successful guy. I have my own car dealership, but still, I'm depressed. You've probably heard of me, Madman Martinez.
Well, what seems to be the source of your depression, Madman?
I guess it's just that business is down. I don't know why. I slashed prices this week. Right now, I got an 88 Olds Cutlass on the lot in rare turquoise metallic, cord of a roof, leather, factory air.
Madman.
Yeah, and that's nothing compared to the six brand new Supers I got in. They're priced itself with a 20% discount to all your listeners.
In honor of the new Frasier, which just started streaming on Paramount Plus, there's a little John Lithgow cameo on Frasier.
Nice.
And I can't tell you how many times people have tried to get free ads in on the All Request Lunch Hour. They'll text it in. Yeah, I'm so-and-so working here where this week only, you come on in, 10% off. And that's hilarious. So there you go. John Lithgow, of course. Footloose, Third Rock from the Sun.
Very funny, man.
In terms of endearment, he could act serious as well.
Sure.
He's 78.
Well, her daughter came home one afternoon.
Same age as Jeannie C. Riley.
Yes.
Took this Tom T. Hall song and made it a hit, then it turned into a movie and a TV show. He probably wrote a book about it. It's a good story. It really is.
It is.
Harper Valley, PTA. 78 for her.
Oh, the Doobies.
He had the long hair.
Yeah.
Patrick Simmons. He's on acoustic guitar as well here on Blackwater. He's 75 today. This guy's got, he knows a lot about country music. He was one of the guys there in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, now here's something else. You quiet, laid back. That's the first impression we get of Garth Brooks, right? And we see that in the video, in this wonderful song that we just played. Yet I'm told that during the show, quite often, you've been known to just jump off stage. I mean, you really get into it with the crowd. You jump off the stage, run out into the crowd, and continue the show there. Is
that
correct? I
haven't heard this. Is this true?
You do that? Yeah, you. Don't say that. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's people don't come to hear the album. They can do that at home.
Well, that's true.
That's a very young Garth Brooks. That's from 1989.
Wow.
People didn't even really know who Garth Brooks was at that time, and he's on Crook and Chase. Because he couldn't afford yet to like come in on a cable. Like he later did.
Right.
He was just jumping into the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have the wherewithal and the funds and the resources to do the whole cable and the rappelling thing. So there's Charlie Chase. He and Lorianne Crook, they made a good team.
They did did the Crook and Chase Country Countdown
for a number
of years.
Yeah, certainly. So Charlie Chase, 71 today. We have Evander Holyfield, who was still missing part of his ear.
Right.
Did they ever recreate it? Did they ever give him a prosthetic?
I don't know. I think they did. But
I think what they did, they wanted to give him Spock ears.
Mm.
Evander Holyfield, 61. It was also funny that this date, 1998, was the date that Mike Tyson got his boxing license back on Evander Holyfield's birthday for biting his ear off.
Right. That cost him.
Yeah. Jon Favreau is an actor, producer, director.
Yeah. Yeah, Iron Man.
Yeah, a lot of those Marvel movies involving Jon Favreau. But here he is on Seinfeld.
How can you call yourself a clown and not know who Bozo is?
Hey, man, what are you hassling me for? This is just a gig. It's not my life.
I don't know who Bozo is. What, is he a clown?
Is he a clown? What, are you kidding me?
Or what is he?
Yes, he's a clown!
All right, so what's the big deal? There's millions of clowns.
All right, just forget it.
Forget me? For you should forget it. You're living in the past, man. You hung up on some clown from the 60s, man.
One of his earlier roles, maybe one of his earliest on TV, John Favreau. Is 57.
Well, he's right. You can't be a clown and not know who Bozo is.
No, certainly not. George Costanza often is right.
Yeah.
I'm going down to South
Trey Parker, 54 today, gave us South Park. While crude and crass, a lot of times their social commentary is spot on. And I do believe Rochambeau was something that was on that show. I'll have to look it up. I think it had something to do with kicking somebody in a very delicate area. Was the Rochambeau. Okay. So Trey Parker, along with his buddy Matt Stone, gave us South Park. Best to him today. We've got Chris Kattan.
Now, Kippy, you were there that night. Now, what was going on through your mind?
Well, first, I was really excited, but then she hurt her ankle, and I got really nervous on top of being excited. But I was just hoping she can keep her focus, so I said a little prayer.
You said a little prayer?
Yeah, I said a little prayer.
That's so sweet.
I know it is, isn't it?
Chris Kattan sounds just like Kerry Strug, the great gymnast, does he not?
Right on.
Chris Kattan, 53. And then kind of a country one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Cindy Thompson. Yeah. 2001. What I Really Meant to Say, number one hit. The Almanac hasn't forgotten about you, Cindy Thompson.
Wow, that was 2001?
Yeah. She's 47, and we do have a rapper of the day, Lil Durk.
Sure.
Lil Durk, 31.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Pardon me. Gone but not forgotten today. He gave us, Merrill Lynch, really, businessman Charles, don't call him Chuck E. Merrill. 1885. Let's move on because, well, I know we have audio for this one.
Was Very Merrill funny. Lynch the one where when Merrill Lynch talks, people listen?
No, that was somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, he was bullish. I think Merrill Lynch was bullish, weren't they? They were bullish on America or bullish on the market or something.
That sounds familiar,
1885.
Too.
1885. Well, LaWanda Page, she played the memorable role of Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son.
Watch it, sucker. You're getting on my nerve. It would take Muhammad Ali, Rosie Greer, with an assist from King Kong to get me on any part of you.
Boy, when her and Fred got going back and forth.
With an assist from King Kong. LaWanda Page was great as Aunt Esther, and she was born on this day, 1920. One of my favorite investigative reporters. They went on A&E all the time for something. Jack Anderson, born on this day, 1922. He was the patriarch of the Brady clan, Robert Reed.
There is a famous old story about a man who had to get up and speak in front of some very important people. And he was petrified.
I'm with him.
Yeah, but a friend gave him some advice. He says, look, when you get up in front of those VIPs, you picture them sitting there in their underwear.
In their underwear? Mike, is that true?
Sure it is. Worked like a charm, too, because it made him realize that his audience was only human. I mean, you can't be very frightening in your underwear.
So, Dad Brady is telling Eve Plum, what's her name? Middle girl.
Yeah,
Eve Plum. Marcia, Cindy, Jan. Telling Jan to visualize people in their underwear. How often when you were young did you visualize Eve Plum in her underwear, Neil? Because we know that you had a crush.
I did. Well, they would have to say guilty as charged.
Oh, right.
But, you know, I was a teenager. Robert Reed played Mike Brady, and he was born on this day, 1932. She saw dead people. Sylvia Brown, she was on TV talking about, I don't know.
Did she see him or talk to
him? Well, she talked to him. Yeah, she probably talked to him.
That John Edward guy.
Yeah, right.
It's all a scam.
1936. Sir Michael Gambon.
Might be Gambon.
Gambon.
I think it's Gambon, but I might be wrong.
Lord Voldemort can speak parcel tongue. If I'm not mistaken, Harry, he transferred some of his powers to you. A Not intentionally.
He was Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I think he was one of the mentors.
Dumbledore.
I think he was one of the mentors of Harry Potter. He was in six of those things.
Wow.
Same number as Pauly.
Right.
Same number as Burt Young.
Yes, Burt Young for Rocky.
For Rocky.
Sir Michael Gambone, born on this day. Well, it doesn't say the year. It just says born.
Well, I guess we understand he was born. We'll make that one up.
It's somewhere between 1936 and 1944.
I'm going to go 39.
39. I like 39. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Toby Keith, I love this bar. George Strait, right or wrong. Or you can go with Phil Vassar, That's When I Love You.
Mm-hmm. Toby Keith today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDG.